Hello.
Hey, Thomas.
Yeah, I knew you'd go out somewhere in there. Let me get back to my email.
Opera. Let me go ahead and resend the Local Splash email. This one should have my name on it, so it might be from Local Splash Aubrey Browning instead of just saying Local Splash on it for the client interview.
I'm trying to find the interview.
Right, so I'm going to send you one more. Perfect.
Would it be under Local Splash support?
Yes, it might be. It might be. It sometimes does come under the support, but it should say client interview on the overview.
Okay, yeah, no, I only have action needed, pictures needed. Then I have one that says initial invoice, then one that says action needed, pictures needed. And that's it.
Okay, so let me resend the email here for you. I'm actually just going to cancel this out and make a new one for you, see if it sends for you.
And can you do me a favor? As soon as things get resolved with that error in Google and the correction on my phone, so that my website isn't too big, would you please have someone call me to let me know what was resolved?
Absolutely.
Like I said, that's very important to me, you know?
Absolutely. I'll make a note of that for you here while we're setting up your client interview for you.
Yeah, I'm trying to find it, but I'm not seeing it.
Yeah, so I'm going to send another one here just to make sure. It's copy and paste. Okay. All right, sending that your way now. All right, perfect. So I went ahead and sent that your way. That should pop up for you there. If it does not, we might have to send that as a text message. That's a little odd. It's the only email not popping up for you.
Yeah, well, you know, it happens. It is a phone.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Let me check my – did you send anything to my messages?
So I'm sending over the client interview for that right now. Needed, client interview. So that's the initial invoice. We don't need that right now. There we are, client interview. Okay, so I sent that another one to your email as a personalized email. Hopefully it pops up for you this time.
Well, I'm checking. You send it to my text as a text, right?
Correct. Yep, that's a new text and a new
email. Shut the door. Shut the door for now. I'm going to check my text. No, still hasn't come in.
I'll check. So give me one second here.
You want to greet with the dog? Nothing's come in on either one of them.
All right, not a problem. Give me one moment.
I'm
contacting
my
manager.
Yeah, let me open up my computer and see if I can find something in there.
All right. And while you're doing that here, I'm going to go ahead and contact my my management team and see if they can send a direct email for you. Thank you.
No, and here there's just the three.
Okay, so I'm seeing here, just for the text messages, I'm seeing here that we have a, we had a stop request for text messages, so I'm just trying to get that lifted for you.
You still there?
Yes, sir. Have you checked your spam by any chance? Your junk mail?
No, but I'll check it. Okay, I've got like five of them for you. Canceled event, invitation, vocal splash.
There it is. Okay.
So the,
the client interviews went to your spam mail. So, go ahead and open the most recent one, cause I did have to cancel it and resend it to make sure it got there. So click on the newest one and then go ahead and click accept.
Invitation, local splash. Okay, where did you need me to attachment cannot be downloaded. Is that what I needed with the attachment?
No. So the attachment is just, you know, showing you what the time would be. There should be, at the top of that email, it should say yes, no, or maybe. To join the client interview, you'll click yes.
I just clicked it. It went back to yes again. So does that mean it didn't go through?
Nope. I actually did receive your acceptance on my side here. So we are all good there.
Okay.
All right. Perfect. Perfect. And then the only thing that we do have to finish up here is getting the terms and conditions there. So since you are on computer, go ahead and try and open up the invoice there and see if it'll let you click that confirm button.
Back to my down here. Cancel event. Now, what am I looking for? Because there's, like I said, five or six of them now. What am I looking for on the next thing you want me to look at?
So we're going back to the initial invoice email, and we're going to see if your computer allows you to click the confirm button when you sign the and sign and date the terms of experience.
No, and all of them are stating invitation, then canceled event, invitation.
You're still in the spam.
Yeah, I'm gonna go back to the inbox.
Yeah. The initial invoice went to your main inbox.
Okay, here we go. Local splash invoice, initial invoice. Now, what did you need me to do here? Am I supposed to hit that?
Yes, sir. And that'll take you to the local splash terms of experience, and we'll see if your computer lets you go ahead and sign that there.
Okay. Please accept and terms by checking on the above checkbox.
Mm-hmm.
Where am I going to find this checkbox? Because I don't see it.
So that should be in the same area. You're not seeing like a checkbox with those two, with the signature and date?
Yeah, I clicked it, and that's what I got. It said sign, please accept the returns by checking off the above checkbox. So confirm again?
Yes.
Confirm signature?
Yes, sir. And then it'll take you to your account dashboard.
Nothing.
Okay. That is a little different. Okay, so give me one second here.
Sure, it's not the first time you have to deal with this.
Oh, yeah. It happens. It happens more often than you think.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Give me one moment. Speaking with my managers here.
It'll show you if it's a signature went in, right?
Correct. Mm-hmm. And now sometimes it does want you to turn. So, like, if you were on your phone, sometimes it has you turn it sideways so you can view certain things that aren't in there. But if you're on your computer,
yeah,
you might have to find a different way here.
Now, I did put my name in. Should I redo it again?
Yes. Put your name, the date, and then try clicking the confirm one more time for me.
That do anything on your end?
Let me see here. Not yet. Did it take you to a new screen?
No, it's still there. It just says my name. It says sign. I put my name in or typed it in, and then I confirm signature. Yeah, I can see him from here.
Okay.
I can see him.
So you could click confirm now.
Right here.
Okay. So what I'm going to do here, just don't mind that one. You can close out of that one. I'm going to send you a fresh one here. We'll see if that's the issue, more like a refreshing kind of thing here. Just give me one second. I'll send that over to you.
Yeah.
All right. Initial invoice. Here we are. Click here to accept the subscription terms.
I don't see them.
Okay.
I'm talking to somebody at the same time, Joe. Is he here? He's not going to die. Come on. Come on, Abel, come on. Come on, buddy. And we got to lock you in for a bit. I don't think so. It's Wednesday. They come on a Monday or Tuesday. Well, I closed him out. I'm on a phone call. No, shut it. The gardener's not coming today. He's still there?
Yes, sir. So I sent
Hello.
You a fresh email.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I'm still here. So I sent you a fresh invoice. This one will just say, hello, Thomas. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below this email. And then it'll have the please click here to accept the subscription terms. So go ahead and open that one up for me. I just now sent that for you.
Okay. So I'm supposed to hit on access your dashboard? Or is it the same thing I was looking at before?
Yeah, so if you're seeing your dashboard, that means you should have, it should have your signature in there.
No, it says access your dashboard. That's what it's saying.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, so you
can
forget that one there. Yeah, you can forget that one for a moment here. I sent you a fresh invoice, so this one should be your Local Splash initial invoice, brand new one.
Okay. Terms of experience.
Yep, Yep, and let's go ahead and try it with a fresh invoice here. This time it should work for you.
And let's hope so. Well, nothing. I keep hitting the confirm signature, but nothing's happening.
And this is after you typed in your name and put in the date?
I put my name in for Thomas Medrano next to it, 9/25/2024, and confirm signature, and I press it, but nothing happens.
That is so weird. Okay, but this time it's not telling you to click on a box, check a box?
No, it's just, it says at the bottom, please accept terms by clicking off the above checkbox. So I'm assuming it's this box where I just put the signature, am I correct?
Yeah, that should definitely be it there. All right, so definitely want to get your terms and conditions so we can get your account dashboard here. And usually it's a simple fix. It always ends up being a simple fix. Something I missed, a refresh of some kind. So I'm trying to find it for you.
We're babysitting my son's dog. He's pretty spoiled with us.
My dog is pretty spoiled myself, so I definitely get it.
Yeah. Yeah. A little dog.
Sometimes I wish I could say no.
Yeah, I know. And my wife's just madly in love with him, you know. He's on me about making sure he's okay. Yeah, nothing's happening. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. Nope. All good. We're trying to work on that for you here now. Yep. And it wouldn't let him sign it on phone and isn't letting him click confirm on his computer.
No, honey. Honey, I'm holding
my hand the whole time. The dog. Okay. So I am showing here that you opened it, so that's actually a step in the right direction. Just got to figure out why it won't let you sign it. Well, you did sign it. It won't let you click confirm.
Yeah. Let me try hitting access your dashboard. It did give me a login, a username and password, if that's good.
Okay, so it usually doesn't do that until after you sign the terms and conditions. So it's registering that you signed it somewhere. I'm just not showing that it's been signed on my end here.
Showing. Okay. I'm gonna fill this out. I'm supposed to put my own, right?
For the username and password?
Username and password I want.
Yeah, so your username, Your username will be your phone number, so the 310-430-6049. That'll always be your username. And then you'll be receiving a password and an email right after that. I'll allow you to access your account dashboard. You won't see anything in there as of now because we really haven't started working on anything yet, but that'll be the access for your dashboard.
Okay, so I just need to get the password and you're going to send it to me?
Correct. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Okay, so I do have my manager.
Check my email or do I have to check? Yeah.
Yeah, so that'll be in your email. It might pop up in your spam, just like your client interview did for some reason. But yeah, it'll be sent over to your email. I do have my manager looking into your the issue with clicking that confirm button. So he's looking over that. Just give me one moment to hear back from him, and we'll get that squared away for you also, okay? Excuse me.
There is a link here, local/com terms and conditions. Did I need to turn that on for some reason?
Yeah, go ahead and click on that because that should take you back to the same local/terms of experience. Sometimes when you click on that link, it automatically signs it for you, but we will see what is happening there. Did you just receive that one?
No, I was there, so it was on the second one. No,
okay.
I'll go back.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm back with the confirmed signature.
Okay. All right, just stand by for me just a moment here. He's typing me up some notes.
Thank you for choosing Local Splash. I just got that on my text.
Okay. Now we're looking good for the text messages. Okay.
Okay, so this is in here.
Okay, so we do have that. So let me go ahead and send the initial invoice as a text message. Now that you're receiving the text messages, let's go ahead and reset the terms and conditions for you and send you a new one. Okay. This time it should work. This is usually our last resort. All right, perfect.
Yeah, well, we're here.
Initial invoice. Okay, so this will come in for as a text message. Let me know if you receive that. I'm sending that now for you. Initial invoice. Yeah. Okay, so you received a text message. You only received one text message from us just now?
Yeah, that's it. Just the one with the phone, your phone number.
Okay, so it just has my phone number in it? Okay, okay. So I am seeing that it sent the initial invoice for you 60 seconds ago. I'm not entirely sure why you didn't receive it yet, but let's go ahead and send another one for you. We're going to get this worked out for you. We're going to refresh the account here, initial invoice, and send.
Would it be under a link that's stating terms?
That's correct. Mm-hmm.
It would be. Let me check this link. Okay, we got it here.
Okay, perfect, perfect. So that'll, again, take you back to the terms and conditions. Just go ahead and see if we can get that signed and hit that confirm. And you actually should see the two boxes on there as well that it was trying to tell you to check off earlier. Those should pop up for you also.
I agree. Maybe that's why it wasn't working, because I didn't click them.
Gotcha. Yep, those are the boxes we require there. Then you sign a date, and then click confirm, and it should let you do it.
Okay. Yeah, it still isn't. Let me try this. He's okay. He's just barking at the other dog.
See the problem. Okay. We might have the, okay. Okay, so we might have found the problem here. Give me 2 seconds. We're working it over now.
Okay.
Yes, yes. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and send over you a brand new fresh one. I think we have worked out your kinks here. Let me know when you receive that. I'm just looking at the link for you here. It'll be the text message.
It'll be on my email.
It'll be
a text message. Okay.
All right. Just let me know when you see that there. Do you prefer it to be on email or do you prefer it to be on text?
Either or. My email seems to be bigger to be able to deal with, but.
Okay. All right, so you're going to have three that say local splash initial invoice. Just click on the very top one.
Go back to it.
Was that able to open up for you?
Yeah, let me give me a second.
What?
Okay, we're there again. Let's see how this works out.
Well, the fifth line down says click here to click to accept the subscription terms. Go ahead and click that. That'll be in blue letters. And then you'll want to click the two boxes above it as well.
Yeah, done that. Now let's see if it works.
All right, and then in order to hit confirm signature, just turn your phone sideways.
Anything that doesn't want to turn.
Sometimes it does take a second for the screen to turn after you tilt the phone there.
Yeah, I have it turned, but it's not doing anything.
Okay, so you might not have your auto rotate on. Do you use an iPhone or an Android? Yeah, that's the second time he's done that. I'll call him back real quick.